Beloved, my right for me, I can't see what the Jones family does with all that bread. Now they're ordering six more loaves. Beats me how they can eat it all. Well, just their own doing business. One of these days, their kid is going to turn into a loaf of bread and serve them right. Oh, it's you, is it?
What? Hey, Grandma, who are you talking to?
I wasn't talking to no one but myself. Isn't that all right?
Yeah, it's all right, but you don't need to talk so that darn loud, do you?
I have to talk that loud or couldn't hear what I was saying. Can't even talk to myself no more without you butting me in.
What's that?
Oh, nothing at all. Say, did you see Mayor Schultzenheimer? What did he say?
Who?
The mayor, Dad Burnett. What did he say?
He didn't say nothing. He's out of town.
Well, of course he didn't say nothing. He's out of town.
Who?
The mayor. The mayor. He didn't say nothing.
I know it. I just told you that.
Well, I hear you. Dad Burnett jackass could understand that.
Well, why don't you listen then?
Who would?
Act like you're in your second childhood.
Sure. Well, if I'm in my second childhood, I'm having a darn sight better time than I did in the first one, to tell you that. Well, what are you sitting down for?
Oh, it's your excitement and fussing has got me kind of upset, Dad. I don't feel so good nohow.
No, you're certainly aggravating at times. Ever since Bert Parkin brung you that medicine, you were thinking you got something else wrong with you. Just because you read that there wrapping paper is wrapped around the bottle.
Well, you know what old Doc Miller said, don't you?
What?
He said I'd be lucky if I lived 2 years.
Yes, but that was nigh on to 7 years ago. Funny, old Doc Miller never was very reliable. I'll never forget the time you threw his medicine away.
What, say?
Well, you threw old Miller's medicine out the window because it said on the bottle, this tonic for adults only, and you didn't have the adults.
Wasn't that all right? Why did I want to take it first? I had the rheumatics, didn't I? Mm. Never heard of that there adult.
Yeah, come to think of it, I never did either.
Of course you ain't.
But he must have thought you had it, or he wouldn't have given me the stuff.
He told me I should do a lot of walking, too.
Yeah, he was right on that. I guess you could see it sticking out all over you in them days, that you were just a born setter. That's the way I keep so spry and up and doing. I don't think nothing. Walking 10 or 12 miles.
I don't think so much of it myself. If you know what it is to have knee pains, you wouldn't be so dead during spying up and doing.
Yeah, why don't you put a flaxseed poultice on there like I told you? You weren't so all fired on me, you listen when people tell you things.
What are you talking about now, Zed?
No, I didn't think you'd listen to that. You got the handiest ears. They seem to hear everything you're not supposed to, and nothing they should. I'll be darned if you ain't...
I've been doing a lot of thinking.
Yes, I might have known that. Every time you get to setting, you start a-thinking.
I'm thinking about that there petition we signed.
Well, there's nothing wrong in our signing that petition. Any citizen of Corn Center would have signed that. That is, if we had a lick of sense, they would.
That ain't what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know what's worrying you so much. You got Mrs. Howe to let you talk at the meeting. That's all you was wanting, wasn't it?
Well, it's a mighty bad mess. Here we got the petition all signed. Now the mayor has to go out on a leave of absence, whatever that means.
Where'd you hear about that leave of absence thing?
I didn't hear it nowhere. Professor Thistlewaite read it on the mayor's front door. He tried to tell me what that meant, but gosh dang it, I don't know. He talked so fast, I couldn't hear it, get it at all.
Well, you know what an old scary cat the mayor is. Chances are, when we told him about that circumference epidemic, he just made himself scared. He was afraid he'd have it.
Well, what are we going to do? We can't let a thing like that just keep going and going.
No. When's the meeting?
I don't know, but something's got to be done about it. How do we know what we won't catch it? Maybe that's what's hurting my knee right now. Let alone take this breaking cold I got.
Now, wait a minute, Ted. You just quit talking about your knee. I've heard enough about that.
I didn't tell you about my cold, did I?
Yeah.
I'm going to take some hot baths. Maybe that'll help my knee a lot.
I'll tell you right now, hot baths alone won't help you.
Well, who should I take your bath with?
Nobody. The only thing wrong with you, Webb Peters, is your thinking. If you'd get up and do a little work once in a while, you'd be much the better for it.
Now, listen, Jeb, I do a lot more than you think I do.
You'd have to, because I don't think you do any. Sometimes I get so mad at you I could cuss the day I was born.
That's funny. I didn't start till I was 15.
Start what?
Cussing. Didn't you just say you started cussing the day you was born?
No, forget it. Go on back to your thinking. I've got some work to do.
Now, let's see. How can I begin? Dear brothers of Corn Center. No, that sounds too much like a church. Dad Burnett. Now I got it all quiet and I'm thinking. I can't think none.
Good morning, gentlemen. What is that terrible smell?
Oh, just fine, thanks. How's all your folks?
Yes, how are you today, Mrs. Howe?
That terrible smell. Is that Limburger cheese?
Zeb, what's she wrinkling up her nose for? Did she say she had sneeze?
No, she smells Limburger cheese.
What, say?
She smells the Limburger cheese.
Funny, I don't smell it on her. Sure, it ain't some of that fancy smelling water the women folks use as much of lately.
Oh, didn't excuse me, Mrs. Howe. I'll go over and cover up the cheese. I just have a little snack for myself, and I'll be right back here.
I'm sorry to say this, but I think Mr. Winterbottom is a very coarse fellow.
You ain't heard the half of it, Miss Howe. He just told me a few minutes ago that he'd been a cousin since he was born.
Oh, terrible.
Can you imagine a tiny little baby laying in the cradle a cousin?
Sorry, Mr. Peters, but I don't approve of such conversation.
I don't approve of it neither. I think it's awful bad for her mother to let her little baby lay there in a cut.
That's enough.
Well, it's better now, ain't it? I put it back in the cooler. Had to be kind of careful so it wouldn't smell up the butter, you know.
No, she don't smell a bit better to me.
Oh, shut up your mouth, Eb, and pay attention to what we're saying.
I just told her about your cousin since you was a little baby, and she didn't think it was so nice.
Please stop all this silly nonsense. I came here to find out about your address.
Shucks, I thought everyone knew that. It's just general delivery, corn center.
No. I mean Mr. Peters' speech for the protest meeting. I suppose you have it already.
What, say?
Your speech for Tuesday. Is it ready?
Oh, yes. All raring to go. I'm going to tell these here folks just what a serious thing we're up against.
I'm so glad that you are so anxious to fight in this war.
Yeah, we'd fight without a war.
I'm going to see to it that a fighter never enters our city.
If you're having a war, you want fighters, don't you?
Yes. But we're fighting to keep out fighting.
Will you say that once more, Miss Howe? I just know Eb never got that.
What say?
Oh, don't worry, Eb. She's going to say it again.
It is our purpose to see that fighting in any form is kept out of Corn Center. We don't want that type of person in our midst. It's bad influence for the children. Now, Mr. Winterbottom, would you pay to see a fight?
No, sir. No, sirree. Not by a jugful.
You see, this group of promoters have made plans to bring Primera and Nelson here for a battle. Oh, I'd die a thousand times if it would prevent it.
Once would be enough.
Then, Shakes, what are you talking about, Miss Howe?
The prize fight. You know what a prize fight is, surely. You signed a petition to help prevent the prize fight from coming into the city.
You ain't got nothing to do with the circumference disease, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm here to see that this prize fight doesn't come off.
Ed, we sort of misunderstood this thing. She got that partition out to stop a prize fight. You're supposed to talk about prize fight, not an epidemic.
Well, I can talk about prize fight just as well as sickness. Makes no difference to me.
You both know what I mean by a prize fighter, don't you?
Certainly we do. Why didn't you tell us that a long time ago?
Heck yes. We know lots of fighters. Old Spud O'Reilly's a very good friend of ours.
Oh, really?
No, O'Reilly. He had to give up fighting because he got too much rosin in his eyes.
He sure could fight, too. Mm. I was just playing with him the other day, and he hit me so dad darn hard it knocked former brother Steve out. He wasn't even there.
I believe you understand my cause now. Are you still going to help me fight this terrible thing?
I should say we are. Anytime you want any talking or fighting done, you just come to see us.
Then I shall expect to see you Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, yes, we'll be there, Miss Howe.
Yeah. Now I got to make up a difference, Pete, about a fight. You say you wouldn't pay to see a fight in Corn Center, Zeb?
I should say I wouldn't. I'm going to get a pass.